Well, welcome back, Bono, to this very special, broadcast, Men's Health Week, of course, here in Aotearoa, New Zealand. And, of course, don't forget Scotty Morrison's Warrant of Fitness, brought to you by, Scotty Morrison and AA Insurance is on the Facebook page. Now, the concept of the Warrant of Fitness is you fellas can go and check up on all manner of different things, everything from what's under the hood. I won't go to what is under the hood. Winding down the windows has some to do with your eyes and Tamir. So go and check out Scotty Morrison's Warrant of Fitness. It's Men Health Week. We've been talking to Wally Homaha, Willie Jackson, Matt McCartan, Jacob Skilling down there with his mate Zaki Gilford in Ototahi Christchurch. And now joining me on the line is a great mate of mine, and I would say a bit of a guru when it comes to Māori men's health in particular. Okay, so he's not a GP or a doctor, but he is one of the most knowledgeable people I know. His name, of course, is Bernie Tapā. Welcome, Bernie.
Oh, tēnā koe, Matt. Tēnā koutou katoa ngā kaiwhakarongo o Wātea. Mauri ora kia tātou.
Oh, kia ora. Good to have you with us. I feel as if it's been so long between cups of tea.
It certainly has, Matt. It certainly has. And, we have had a couple of opportunities to catch up in the interim and that. And since your journey back to Tamaki and that. So great to be on here with you today to have a kōrero that's very close to my heart.
Well, let's talk about that. And I'm glad you used the word heart, because men's health, particularly Māori men and Pacifica men too, more generally, we've got some pretty terrifying health statistics. And, not getting into the politics of health, what's your take on Māori men's health?
Well, look, I think, we have to have a look at the full picture when it comes to Māori men's health. And, a lot of our health is actually, historical, particularly our generation. we've come from that generation of Māori men where, you had to work hard.
Yeah.
Not always coming from the most affluent sort of a background in that. So, as a whānau, your job was to feed your family first. And that meant that, for a number of Māori men, actually just making do with whatever kai was available and that, or you were able to provide for your whānau, that really dictated the health and well-being for people our age. And I think, the next generation coming through, they are trying to look at different ways of being more healthy and worrying about, their body, their mind, and their wairua and that. Whereas, for fellas our age and that, it's still a real challenge to change our eating habits, really. So, and our well-being in that too. We lead pretty sedentary lifestyles, a number of us. So, actually it's that perfect storm in that, you get a bit older, certain things start to happen, whether it's diabetes or cardiovascular disease. Those play huge roles for us in that, and hence we still have that situation where Māori men are dying, 7 to 8 years younger than non-Māori, non-Pacific.
Yeah, and that's right. I mean, you hit on a very interesting point, which is the intergenerationality of the health kaupapa. Because, a generation ago, my father in particular, he was a hard worker. He was a plumber. He was a gas fitter, a rubber worker. He was a Māori Affairs trade trainee. You go out, you work hard, and you work long. And health wasn't a huge priority for him. He died relatively young at the age of 46, suffered high blood pressure and dementia. This generation seems to be just a little bit more in tune of that, not only work-life balance, but the healthier living kaupapa.
Yeah, look, I have to agree. I look at mine, I've got three sons and that, and they're all, they're all attuned to, getting that balance right, that work-home sort of a balance right, making sure that they're looking after their bodies and that, as well as their minds, and getting that balance, really, in their lifestyles. And, I have a look back at, my own sort of a lifestyle and that, and, I've worked in health for, well over 25 years, in public sector for well over 25 years, but, it's getting that balance between getting out and exercising a little bit and getting the right kai in that, that's not always there for us and the busy lifestyles that we have. Mm. So you actually need to, you know, for me, it's been a conscious effort. At the worst, at my biggest, I was 140 kgs.
Wow.
I sit at just over 100 at the moment. I'm just getting ready to crack the back into the 90s again. And, you know, that I was 17 when I was in my 90s weight-wise and that. And it's been a real challenge for me over the past sort of a decade and that to try to bring my health and well-being back to a reasonable sort of a standard, which I'm not too far away, but still got a wee bit to go.
You know, I'm glad you said that, because one of the biggest challenges for me now, because I, you know, obviously had that bit of a health scare, is being sedentary and not being able to move as quickly as, I mean, I'd like to lie and say that I moved like a halfback, but we both know that's not true. Which is getting active again. I mean, and as you get just a little bit older, it does get a little bit tougher. You know, the joints don't work the way they used to.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I sort of found, as you know, I got back into triathlons again about 12, 13 years ago.
Mm.
But, you know, when I hadn't done any real sports and that, it was a real challenge for me. Even a simple thing like riding a bike, you know, they say you never forget how to ride a bike. Well, actually, I'm testament to the fact that you do, because I fell off my first ride. I fell off three times, you know.
Heck.
But I think, you know, you've got to do it gradually, and you know, take those small steps. I think, you know, we see, you know, you have a look on Facebook and social media and that, and people are doing, you know, all sorts of crazy exercises.
Yeah.
And I think calisthenics is the latest thing in that. Well, I ain't going to be no calisthenics champion in that.
No, I spend most of my time rolling my eyes and thinking, that's a time-lapse camera you're using there. You can't possibly do that in 3 seconds flat.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so, you know, for me, since I've been living down here in Wellington, a real simple thing for me is trying to walk to and from work.
Yeah.
You know, I'm lucky I live pretty close to work and that, you know, but now it's about a 15-minute walk to work. And, you know, just being able to do something like that, just something that gets me moving, you know, is something that I've been really focused on since I've lived down here in Wellington for the last 4 years.
Yeah.
And even Kai, I've been having to think about real simple ways to change what I do.
I was on the couch on Breakfast TV with Mark Sainsbury yesterday, and we both came to the same conclusion that it is about small incremental steps. It's not about going full on. As you do get older, and recognizing that we're both getting older now, and those bones and those joints don't work as well as they could, it's also being quite practical about things. I just talk about Kai for a moment? Because we have a love of Kai. Mm. I mean, I know I share this with you. I mean, you know, I got a shipment in from the Chatham Islands from my cousin Glynis, who runs the cafe over there, just the other day.
Yep.
And I know I shouldn't have cooked that blue cod 7 different ways, but I couldn't help myself. Kai is one of our biggest biggest challenges because, you know, you spend a lot of time in Hui. I go to a lot of Hui. A lot of people we know go to Hui. And in doing so, there's always those chocolate biscuits on the offing or the fried bread or the God knows what. It is about re-looking at our diets too, eh?
Oh, most definitely. You know, people that I've worked with have said, you know, actually, you know, the real big part of being healthy and that is actually what you put into your mouth.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we can exercise as much as we like, but unless we're trying to control a little bit of our kai, then it's not going to be as effective. And, you know, once again, it is about those small incremental steps. You know, one of the things that that we do at my place and with my flatmate is we very rarely have sort of a chocolate in the place these days, you know, and that's simply trying to cut out the amount of sort of the sugars that we have, you know, just available to us. What I've done, you know, in the last couple of weeks is I've really tried to focus on having fruit in the office here for me to eat during the day so that I'm not snacking on stuff like chocolates or chippies or biscuits or whatever.
Yeah.
And just trying to change it like that rather than trying to do the complete, you know, full wholesale chuck everything out of your cupboards and do all this, you know, 5 days worth of meal prep sort of a thing. I'm just not built that way, you know.
See, I'm like a cereal grazer.
Yes.
And yep. The worst thing I've discovered having in my house is everything from those, and I don't know why I did this, but those small bags that you get for the kids for lunch, of salt and vinegar chippies and things. And next minute, I might as well just got a big bag of salt and vinegar chippies because the bag of 10 bags is gone.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. You know, one of the real, real simple things that I've done of late has been actually just making sure that I'm not the one sort of buying the chips or buying the chocolates, you know. And that doesn't mean that I don't have some when some's available and that. And in fact, you know, just before the show, you know, one of my colleagues and that says, oh, here's the new macadamia nut a chocolate bar from Whittaker's and that. And so I had it square. You know, that's okay. You don't have to be blooming regimental all the time. But I know that for the majority of the time, there's not going to be chocolate in my fridge at home, and there's not going to be chips in the cupboard and that. And so, you know, those are the little changes that I've made, actually.
You know, since I spent more time at home, having been a bit crook, I also discovered that putting the vacuum cleaner down the sides of the couch is not a good idea, because that's also where I hide all the lolly papers. Hey, Bernie, thanks so much for joining us on This Men's Health Week. I know you're a busy man. If you have a takeaway to our whānau, particularly men out there, in relation to what to do when it comes to their own health, have you got a nugget of gold you can leave us with?
Oh, look, a couple of things there, real simple ones. I think the first thing is don't go for the big change in that straight away. You know, just do some real subtle, simple things to change your lifestyle and that, around how you eat, around how you try to exercise just passively. So I think those are the first two things. The third thing is about mindset, you know, and for me, it's that mindset. Be excited about the changes that you want to make. Don't see it as, you know, something that's forced on you for this and that. And if you go into it with a bit of a positive mindset, and you see change, then really acknowledge it, because I think sometimes we're really tough on ourselves too.
No, completely agree. Hey, great advice. Bernie Tapar, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
All right, mate. Thanks very much, and kia ora katoa.
Ka kite.